Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Sayyidina Sharafa wa Dada Sheikh Hazrat Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab. Ya Subhi Medina, Ya Shami Medina. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ya Subhi Medina, Ya Shami Medina. Mubarak tujhe ye qiyam-e-Madina. Ye subh-e-Madina, ye sham-e-Madina. Mubarak tujhe ye qiyam-e-Madina. Bala jaane kya ja momina-e-alam, tera kayf-e-khush khiram-e-Madina. Bala jaane kya ja momina-e-alam, tera kayf-e-khush khiram-e-Madina. Madina ki galiyon har ek kadam par ho madd-e-nazar ihtiram-e-Madina. Madina ki galiyon har ek kadam par ho madd-e-nazar ihtiram-e-Madina. Madina, 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 Madina. Madina, 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 Madina. Bara lutfa deta hai naam-e-Madina. Madina, 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 Madina. Bara lutfa deta hai naam-e-Madina. Nigaahon mein sultaniyat hai chahoge, jo paayega dil mein payam-e-Madina. Nigaahon mein sultaniyat hai chahogi, jo paayega dil mein payam-e-Madina. Sukoon-e-jahan tum kahan dhoondte ho, sukoon-e-jahan tum kahan dhoondte ho, sukoon-e-jahan hai nizam-e-Madina. Sukoon-e-jahan tum kahan dhoondte ho, sukoon-e-jahan hai nizam-e-Madina.
ہوا زاد اختر غم دو جہاں ہے، وہ ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ، ہوا زاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے، جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ، مدینہ 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 مدینہ، برا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، نحمده ونصلی علی رسوله الکریم، اما بعد. جزاد اشعار فارغ اللہ حضرت اقدس حضرت مولانا شاہ کی محمد اختر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ، once while returning from مدینہ منورہ was going back home and these poems were inspired to حضرت. حضرت says, یہ صبح مدینہ، یہ شام مدینہ، مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ. The morning of مدینہ منورہ and the evening of مدینہ منورہ. How blessed is this day in مدینہ منورہ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to go over and over to stay in the Mubarak and blessed city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a blessed place. The greatest place on the surface of the earth is the place where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is buried. The soil which is touching the body of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, greater than even the Kaaba Sharif, greater than even the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a Mubarak and blessed place. So staying there also, how blessed it is for a person who is staying in Medina Munawwara. حضرت says, بلا جانے کیا جام و مینا اے عالم، تیرا کیف اے خوش خرام مدینہ. All the people in the world who are running after the things which will make them intoxicated, what do they know the enjoyment of the people who are living in Medina Munawwara? Morning and evening they are able to recite salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Directly they are standing before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam in the haram of Medina Munawwara and they are conveying salam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, he directly hears the salam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making dua for that person also who is sending salams to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is a direct dua in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A person is standing. Ulama say wherever they are in the whole masjid, wherever a person is sending salam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam directly hears it. And out of the masjid and anywhere else in the world, when we are sending salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then it is conveyed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But how, look at the people of Madinah Munawwara. That they are so fortunate to be in that Mubarak and blessed land. What do the people of the world know who are running after wine and alcohol and the enjoyments of this world? What enjoyment there is for the inhabitants of Madinah Munawwara. Then Hazrat says that in Madinah ki galiyon mein har ek qadam par ho madde nazar ihtiram Madinah. In the valleys, alleys of Madinah Munawwara, at every step a person must keep in mind the honor and the respect of Madinah Munawwara. Sometimes Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, he has mentioned that it is actually, for one reason, it is makruh to stay in these Mubarak places, because after a person stays for a long while, then after a while he starts losing the respect and the honor of the places. That is why also when we go, if we have to go, then if a person stays fasting very long, then after a while he forgets also I'm in such a Mubarak and blessed place, and then a person doesn't have that amount of respect and honor of Madinah Munawwara. And Shaykh Waliullah rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned, وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. A person who respects the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this shows a person has got taqwa and has got piety in his heart. And he says there are four signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is Kaaba Sharif, a person has to respect Kaaba Sharif. One is the Nabi of Allah and whatever is connected to the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one is Salat, or five times Salat, or any Salat, a person has to respect it and whatever is connected to Salat. And the Quran Kareem, Quran Sharif. These are the four great signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one of them is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the place where Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is. So everything in Madinah Munawwara, a person has to have respect. So much so for the inhabitants of Madinah Munawwara. You know the famous story which Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah alayhi mentioned in one of his bayans, that the one person one day complained about the day of Madinah Munawwara, and he said that it's very sour. In that night he had a dream and he saw Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam in a dream. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, then he said the day of India is much better than that of Medina Munawwara. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, go back to India then. Why are you staying here and having this? So to be so careful, a person has to be, the people of Medina Munawwara also, the workers, whoever they may be, to have the highest amount of respect for everything connected to Medina Munawwara. Medina, 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 Medina. Bara lutf deta hai naam Medina. Just taking the name of Medina Munawwara, what enjoyment it gives to a person. Man ahabba shay'an akthara dhikrahu. Whoever loves something, then he makes abundance of dhikr. He remembers it in great abundance. Just to take the name of one's beloved is enjoyable to a person. If really we have got the love of Medina Munawwara, like a person has got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, automatically on his lips, Allah's name will come out. From the bottom of his heart, he will be thinking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, if we love Medina Munawwara, then we just see a picture of the green dome and our mind immediately goes towards Medina Munawwara. We start sending durood upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and the love is in our heart. So just taking the name of Medina Munawwara, the person must get enjoyment there. Today, unfortunately, many places in the world, as the Shaykh Rahmatullahi once, when somebody was taking the name of New York, one of these countries, he said, what how is this? Which village is this? These people look, oh, what such a great place. Whereas these are nothing at all. Muna Abul Hasan al-Nadwi Rahmatullahi mentioned, he said, I don't see human beings in these places, I see machines in these places. People are just machines, and they're becoming and creating more machines. There's no sifat and qualities in these people. But you go to places like Medina Munawwara, and where a person has made an effort upon himself, upon his iman, then this is where human beings came out from Medina Munawwara, the effort of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So this is the place which a person must get enjoyment when thinking about Medina Munawwara. Nigaho me sultaniyat hech hogi, jo paayega dil mein payame Medina. The kingdoms of this world will come to nothing at all in one's gazes when the person finds the message of Medina Munawwara. The reality of deen comes into a person's heart, then all the kingdoms of the world will fall from a person's gaze. It will be nothing at all. It won't have any status in his sight when he will get the reality of deen in his life. This is the message of Medina Munawwara. Deen. The reality of deen comes into a person's heart, then all the kingdoms of the world, all the enjoyments of the world, all the wealth of the world will be nothing in the sight of a person. Because a person understands the reality that akhirat is the actual object of a person's life. That those whole world, if it was equal to the wing of a mosquito, Allah would not have given the kuffar one drop of water to drink. If the whole world was equal to the wing of a mosquito, Allah would not have given the kuffar one drop of water to drink. Once Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was walking with the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and they passed by one goat. And in Medina Munawwara, they even know the place where exactly this incident took place. If you ask somebody, they may show it to you. This incident took place here. And they were passing by one place, and they came across, it was a kid, dead goat. Small child of a goat, small in size, a sakka, the ears was cut off also, ugly looking, smelling. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that who of you will purchase this for one dirham? Sahaba radiallahu anhu said, O Nabi of Allah, even if you give it to us free of charge, we won't take this thing. It's got no value at all. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told them, said, I take a custom by Allah, this word in the sight of Allah ta'ala has got less value, it's more despicable than this is in your eyes. It's got no value at all. But unfortunately, because we are just seeing the things of this dunya around us, that is why Mashayikh have written that because we are seeing the dunya all the time around us, a person forgets. And we start thinking that we only see the beauty of this world, the enjoyments of this world. As long as a person doesn't make an effort to bring akhirat into his life, daily we don't take out some time to think about death. We don't think about Jannah. We don't think about Jahannam. We don't speak about it. These things won't come into our heart. An effort has to be made. Like how, you know, for dunya you don't have to make any effort. Automatically love will come in your heart. But a special effort has to be made to take our love of dunya from the person's heart and to bring akhirat into a person's heart. When a person does this, then all the kingdoms of this world will fall from a person's gaze. May Allah give us the reality. Then his Hazrat says, Sukoon e jaha tum kaha dhoondte ho. Sukoon e jaha hai nizam e Medina. Where are you seeking the comfort of the heart from? The real comfort of the heart of this whole world is in the system of Medina Munawwara. Ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma'innul qulub. Allah is the one who can send down the peace of mind, contentment of heart. People are running in the whole world looking for peace of mind. They are looking for it in the wrong places. There was one pious person by the name of Abdullah ibn Marzuq rahmatullah alayh. In his early days, he was very far from deen, music, woman, enjoying himself. So one day he must have zuhr salat. He was intoxicated, listening to music. And then asr salat went, maghrib salat went, isha salat went. His slave girl came to him each salat time, telling him, but he wasn't listening. After Isa, she took one hot red coal and she put it on his legs. And he screamed out of pain and he jumped up. And he said, "What did you do to me?" She said, "You can't bear the small fire of this world. How are you going to bear the fire of Akhirat?" So this hit a chord in his heart. And immediately he thought about it. He woke up, he made wudu, he read his four salats, he made his qaza, whatever. And then he decided to change his life, he made tawbah. He gave up all of his enjoyments, luxuries, wine, women, all of these things he gave up. And he started living a very simple life. Two of his friends came to visit him after some while. Abdullah ibn Mubarak, rahmatullah alayhi, Sufyan ibn Uyayna, rahmatullah alayhi, great muhaddithin. They came to visit him. And they saw him lying down in a very simple way. So they asked him, that Allah Ta'ala's promises, whoever gives up something for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will definitely give him something better in this world. We see you give up your dunya, all the enjoyments of this world. What have you got in place of this? He said, Allah has given me happiness of the heart. Allah has given me peace of mind now. So this is Allah will give to a person who has got the nizam, the system of Madina Munawwara in his heart. Ho azad akhtar ghame do jahan se jo ho jaye dil se ghulame Madina. Hazrat says, a person who becomes the slave of Madina Munawwara, the slave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the slave of sunnah, then this person will become free from the worries of both the worlds. The worries of this world will be like nothing at all. لا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. The friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there won't be any fear for them, no any grief. Ulama have given different tafsirs of it. One meaning is grief and fear of this world. Because the things of this world have got no value in their sight. So they won't have any grief what they lost up in dunya. Things of this world, I lost nothing. I never lose not even a drop of water, a wing of a mosquito. And there's got no fear for the future. If I look at nothing also of this dunya, what is it? It's not even a wing of a mosquito. But those are the ones who have got, who become a slave of Madina Munawwara. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us some of those people. In the kitab, Hayatul Muslimin, Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayhi, the next chapter is income and expenditure. Ways and means of income, earning one's livelihood, and spending such income should conform with the Sharia. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the day of Qiyamah, no one will be able to move on the occasion of reckoning until a reckoning of five things has not been taken. Among the five things mentioned in the above hadith, two questions pertain to income and expenditure. One will be asked, how did you earn your living? And number two, how did you spend your income? Earnings and expenses are also matters controlled and regulated by deen. In this sphere too, there should be no contraventions of the Sharia. Income must not be derived by unlawful means, example, interest, dealing in unlawful items, usurping the rights of others, cheating, defrauding, withholding the inheritance of anyone, etc. Many people violate the Shari laws of inheritance and deprive the rightful heirs of the Islamic chain of inheritance. In this way, the usurpers add to the income what is haram and what does not belong to them. Among the ways of earning which conflict with the deen is to become so involved in trade and commerce that even salat is neglected, akhirat is forgotten, zakat and hajj are not discharged, and no time remains for one to acquire the essential teachings of the deen. One should not become so much involved that there remains no time to sit in the company of some saintly person and to learn from him the essentials of deen. Association with the pious, with the awliya Allah, is an important requirement for the spiritual progress of a Muslim. This facet of life should therefore never be neglected. Income should not be expended in such ways, avenues and practices which are condemned by the deen. Extravagance, spending in customs which have no Shari sanction, spending for the sake of gaining name, spending in unnecessary luxuries, luxuries which are far in excess of one's needs, etc., are all evil ways which bring about ruin in both the worldly life and spiritual life. There is nothing wrong with earning and accumulating wealth, provided one abstains from extravagance, haram, and all ways and means of unlawful in Islam. Wealth can and should be used constructively for one's own benefit, as well as the benefit of others, and for rendering service to deen. There are a variety of deen activities which require wealth. Therefore, a man of wealth can obtain great thawab by earning and employing wealth in accordance with the Sharia, aiding the poor and needy, contributing to dini projects such as masjids, madrasas, works of tabligh, etc., are wonderful channels in which to employ wealth and thereby build up one's capital in the akhirat. Hazrat Abdullah radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the seeking of a halal earning is the next faraz duty after the faraz, the other faraiz. Hazrat Abu Khimari radiallahu anhu narrated a lengthy hadith in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the world is for four types of persons. One amongst the four is a man whom Allah Ta'ala granted wealth as well as understanding of deen. He fears his Rabb and he is kind to his relatives. And in regard to the wealth, he follows the commands of Allah Ta'ala and discharges the rights. This man is the noblest. Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu narrates a lengthy hadith in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wealth is an object of pleasure. Wealth acquired in a rightful way, in accordance with the Sharia, and spent in a rightful way, will be a help and assistance for its owner. Hazrat Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wholesome wealth, pure wealth for a noble person is good. Hazrat Miqdam ibn Ma'adi Kariba radiallahu anhu narrates that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there will come a time when only gold and silver will benefit people. According to Sufyan Thawri rahmatullah alayhi, wealth during the time of Sahaba was not preferable, since their hearts were ennobled with strong iman. Since they possessed a very strong iman, there was no need for them to seek strength and confidence in wealth. In view of the evils normally attendant to wealth, the Sahaba and the early Muslims refrained from its acquisition. However, nowadays, says Sufyan Thawri rahmatullah alayhi, wealth has become the shield of the believer. Since iman is no longer as strong as it was during the former times, poverty creates worry and frustration in people. The result is deterioration in the worldly and spiritual condition of Muslims, as they are no longer able to stand up to the difficulties of poverty. So Sufyan Thawri rahmatullah alayhi said, if you do not have wealth, the wealthy worldly people who are puffed up with pride would have despised us, held us in contempt, and trembled over us in any way they wished. He also said that whoever is in possession of wealth should increase it and not squander it, because in this age the first thing which will suffer in the event of poverty and want is one's deen. Since people on account of weakness of iman are no longer capable of enduring the rigors of poverty, they compromise their deen for worldly comfort. Sufyan Thawri rahmatullah alayhi said that halal wealth does not tolerate extravagance or waste. Therefore spend carefully and do not be reckless. If you are reckless in your spending, you will be overwhelmed by worry and frustration. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us perfect to make sense.